inside, even though I'm stressed up, fed up, and feeling mad. I just can't do without her. Oh, Jah, still a man got to try. Why does it have to be this way? Can't tell her to go.
Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
Morning beats on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Extremely painful.
Yes, 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 yes. Montreal. It's another Friday. The number one morning show in the country, the Morning Detour. This is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. Rhythm and brunch in the building. Who is Mr. Cool in the building?
Extremely painful.
DJ Maddie on the ones and twos, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Moon Chaser, Moon One Media.
Extremely painful. Extremely painful.
Yeah, there's only one Moon Chaser. Nobody is this.
Wake up out of coma, frozen in the moment.
Yeah.
You had the biggest clip, but you gon' die alone.
Montreal, my city.
Down my throat, tunes that I broke. All these quotes that I wrote and never cared to vote. We'll wake up out of coma, frozen in the moment. You can have the biggest click, but you gon' die alone. Tubes down my throat, bruise that I broke. All these quotes that I wrote and never cared to vote. We'll call this all of the coma, frozen in the moment.
Yeah.
You can have the biggest click, but you gon' die alone.
Montreal, my city.
Tubes down my throat,
7:01 in the morning. We don't care about the high gas prices. They're removing some of the COVID measures. They still shooting in the streets. Summer's right around the corner. This is the Morning Detour. You are locked in. Follow us live on YouTube and Facebook. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks. It's going down this morning.
I want the chicken wings. I pray it come a day when everybody eat. Your president on Twitter while my people on the street. Yeah, these niggas snakes, others want a leech. Never care what you make, cause it's in my reach. Every day I wake up and I pray for Black Bolt. Damn, I miss my nigga, that's what really matter most.
All the diamonds in the roll, yeah, we pray for that. Big y'all full of phones, yeah, we pray for that. Together, yeah, we pray for that. And all my niggas locked down, I hope we make it back. More that we miss y'all, got them hating that. Yo, we wish forever, got them hating that. Yo, ballin' on them, got them hating that. Yo, we them niggas in the hating that.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It was a time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Might look like. It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas
DJ
like y'all.
Manny.
I just ask that when you see
morning,
me, you
baby,
it bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It was a time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Might look like
welfare cheese and the pigeon peas. I'ma skip the lobster tails, I want the chicken wings. I pray it come a day when everybody eat. Your president on Twitter while my people on the street. Yeah, these niggas snakes, others want a leech. Never care what you make, cause it's in my reach. Every day I wake up and I pray for Black Bolt. Damn, I miss my nigga, that's what really matter most.
All the diamonds in the roll, yeah, we pray for that. Big y'all full of phones, yeah, we pray for that. Moon mama in the ghetto, yeah, we pray for that. And all my niggas locked down, I hope you make it back. You know that we miss y'all.
Thank you.
can't do it like regular people. Hold on, we can't do it like regular people. Montreal, my city, 7:04 in the morning. On Wednesday was International Women's Day. Salute to all the beautiful women in the city. Salute to all our sisters. If you're about to hit the road, good morning to you. Shout out to all my entrepreneurs, all my hustlers. This is your morning show. You know how we do things. Big show this Friday. We got new music, Tegans, Roji, Sales, Trey Lamont. Tune in at 8 o'clock. We'll do our Guardians of the Galaxy mix. We're going to do the heart of the city. We also have guest Brandon Jarvis. He got the company Grove Campus. He's Mr. Yoga. But you know how we do things. It's the morning detour. It's early in the morning. Who is Mr. Cool co-hosting? He's from the Breakdown to Lowdown. He's from 8208 Agency. He's from Rhythm and Brunch. You know how we do things. Montreal, let's go.
You know how to peg and chit-chat goals. I like R's and V's and O's. I don't really play no tic-tac-toe. Been with you. You know how to peg and chit-chat goals. I like R's and V's and O's. I don't really play no tic-tac-toe. You know how to peg and chit-chat goals. I like R's and V's and O's. You know how to peg and you know how to peg it. You know how to peg it. You know how to peg it. You know how to peg it.
See, he's just showing off his sword. He's just showing off his sword. Montreal, my city. You know we all go through highs and lows. But we gonna push through. We Montrealers. DJ Maddie.
Cello. Good thing, man, we're pulling out phones. Stay in big 6'6 with woes. Man, start dissing and doing repos. They do anything except rolls. Still can't see them after snows. I don't have time for the waste, man, jokes. Personal thing if I'm getting up close. Loyal to Oaks, I've taken a old Versace hotel and I'm taking a robes. Seeing them in person, I'm seeing the goals. They tell me relax as they're taking control. Take all that shit up with P and his bro. I wish you the best, let me know how it goes. Wanna be free and I wanna let go. You came around and you showed us the most. I know so much shit that I cannot expose. I keep it inside. You know how to peg and chit chat goals. I like R's and V's. And O's. I don't really play no tic-tac-toe. Been with chubs through highs and lows. We seen man last night, they froze. Was no cameras, was no pose. Just like that one time at Cello. Good thing man, we're pulling out phones. Stay in big 6'6 with woes. Man, start dissing and doing repos. They do anything except rolls. Still can't see them after snows. I don't have time for the waste, man, jokes. Personal thing if I'm getting up close. Loyal to Oaks, I've taken a old Versace hotel and I'm taking a robes. Seeing them in person, I'm seeing the goals. They told me relax as they're taking control. Take all that shit up with P and his bro. I wish you the best, let me know how it goes. Wanna be free and I wanna let go. You came around and you showed us the most. I know so much shit that I cannot expose. I keep it inside and I laugh on my own. Got all the tea and I'm hotting it up. I need a shade mansion, the room's not enough. You're dropping some shit, but that shit was a bust. They got no direction, they're following us. I come from a city that they never touch. Your man is a goofy and he could get brushed. I can't even rap for a girl that I trust. I dream about turning these suits in the dust. Hey.
I ain't gon' lie, someone gon' die if they try reaching for these chains around my neck. I ain't gon' lie, sometimes I be getting high, but I ain't going out like them fiends, I stay in check. And I will tell you how it's turning out, but you're not somebody I'm concerned about. You was politicking on my name, now I'm dead, you gotta learn about. I get shot by this pocket rocket if you watching my pocket, so stop it. And you gotta pop lock and drop it, so don't come if you're not trying to top it. And I will tell you how it's turning out, but you're not somebody I'm concerned about. And I will tell you how it's turning out, but you're not somebody I'm concerned about. And I will tell you how it's turning out, but you're not somebody I'm concerned about. You was politicking on my name, now I'm that, you gotta learn about. I get shot by this pocket rocket if you watching my pocket, so stop it. And you gotta pop lock and drop it, so don't come if you're not trying to top it. It's gonna be alright, don't you worry, little b- hard cold, ice, ice, baby, just like my wrist. And I heard they want me dead, told them put me on that list. And I ain't scared of especially when it comes to risks, I take more. My dog just wanna get high, I told him he popping too much. And if you put your money where your mouth is, you wouldn't pop it too much. And if we talking about locations, they never dropped it for us. And I could give a f*** the floor wet, they ain't mopping us up. And I told her all my secrets, now she's my weakness. And they aiming for my head, I gotta play defense. Diamonds on my Cardis, y'all should see how I peep. These Federale, I gotta watch who I speak with.
Baby, I wanna know what you see in me. What? Tell me the truth, keep it 100, keep it G with me. Baby, I wanna know what you see in me. What? Tell me the truth, keep it 100, keep it G with me. Baby, I wanna know what you see in me. What? Tell me the truth, keep it 100, keep it G with me.
100.
Ain't no love up in these streets and life ain't promising. Nah. How
many times that you got mad or told me you done with me?
Every time.
All these hoes, you think I'm talking to me, nothing to me.
Who?
Hop on a jet, come with me and come live comfortably.
Come.
I ain't bringing my gang, you ain't bringing your friend, won't need no company.
Nah.
If I hit me a lick and I told you I'm hot, would you go on the run with me?
Try
to check my phone and look at my messages, see who I'm messaging.
Check it.
Make it real mad, but you can't find shit and it ain't no evidence.
None.
You say you love me, you say you wanna be with me.
Me.
I'm asking questions and I need you to answer me, please.
What you want from me? Yeah, I wanna know. Cause if I plant the seed, I want it to grow.
Judge a thug. Do not judge the way I love. I know I fucked it up.
You
know pain is love. You try to hang it up.
Pain is love.
All the laws and shit, this famous shit get dangerous. What you want from me? What you see in me? Cause I'm thugging, chopper, I'm hugging. Niggas ain't real as me. I'm with you for sure. Why you bringing up all these hoes that want your way to go? You must be dumb or slow.
Is this hype necessarily? They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
Love is life. The morning beat on the mighty CKT 94.3 FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my city. 7:11 in the morning, the best morning show in the country. We are locked in this morning. We are locked in this morning. This is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Now, he is an entrepreneur. He has the 9208 agency. He does the dopest rhythm and brunch. He's a co-host on the best R&B podcast in the land, in the world. I tell you right now, Bring Down to Lowdown. Him and Nicki Music, they be shutting it down. Arguably, the city that y'all can fight me on it. I think he's one of the flyest dudes to ever come out the East End, man. He's one of my new friends. I know Drake said no new friends, but I like to consider you one of my good friends now, man. We kick it up. My man from Point on Tom. How you doing? Who is Mr. Cool?
What's good, man?
Listen, I've been wondering, man. How did you come up with this nickname, Who is Mr. Cool? Because, like, I feel like that's something Fab would have came up with. I feel like that's something Fab would have came up with.
To be honest, I got it from, you know, at the beginning of Jim Jones' We Fly High, there's like a little sample playing.
Yeah.
I did my research and the track ended up being called Mr. Cool.
Yeah.
And I really fuck with the sample and all that, the original track, so I got it from that.
So bang.
Then, like, all my handles on social media, everywhere, like Xbox, whatever, Who is Mr. Cool all the time. It's always available.
Yeah, so Who is Mr. Cool? So we have a great show this morning. Shout out to everybody around the city. Gas prices are crazy. You know, you got to spend $1,000 on gas this morning.
Yo, I just gassed before coming here, man. Yo, that shit is crazy.
You are making real-life decisions at the pump. Like, I'm having anxiety going to the gas station. I know I ain't the only one. But, you know, it puts an emphasis on the moves now. If homeboy's coming and check you, if she's coming and check you, she really care about you. She really care about you. These numbers are astronomical.
Yo, if she canceling on you, she don't respect you at all. She don't care about you.
Yo, this war thing,
She don't care about your gas.
She don't care about your gas at all. So Montreal, my city, for the next 2 hours, we'll give you the best in hip-hop satire. We're going to break down all the news, reviews. We have great interviews. We have Brandon Jarvis from Company Grove Campus coming on the show. He's a business owner. I think he won the lawyer for Black History Month, too. So he's a good dude, man. We're going to talk to him a little bit later. We got a lot of new music, Montreal artists. We have a friend of the show, Tagans. He's coming through after 8 o'clock, featuring his new single, Maserati. But we also got new music from Trey Lamont. Now, Trey Lamont, oh, man, we got to talk about Trey Lamont. When we played this new Trey Lamont this morning at 8 o'clock on the Gods of the Galaxy, yeah, Tremont's out of here, man. We need a video, man. Yeah, I know Montreal is funny in terms of like how we show love and how we give people their flowers. Tremont's out of here, man. We gotta do something about guys like Tremont, Tegan, Sale. These guys are all out of here. My man Ro G. So we're gonna feature all new music, of course. To get money, boys, GMB, they sent me some new music, so we'll feature that as well. So, regular intro, I do shout out to DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. Great, great beginning of the show. We put the fire on them. So I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me.
Yo, I got to give you your props, man. I woke up this morning and I was like, yo, what the hell, man? How this guy doing it early like that? How can he be so hyped like that in the morning?
Yo, man, it's a love, man. It's definitely a passion thing, man. Like, I was put on earth to do this thing, man. So I have a great time doing it. Shout out to everybody in the city that's taking time this morning to tune in. If you're getting the kids ready for school, if you're coming off the overnight, you're just getting that hustle on. It's Friday. You know, we had a little bit of snow this morning, but I think we turned the corner on this winter thing here a little bit.
Ah, man, they're talking about another snowstorm this weekend.
yesterday, tomorrow, right? Oh, goddamn, we can't even see. So let me kick off here, man. So how was your week? On Wednesday was International Women's Day. Like, I'm always amazed by these things where we have, like, these special days to, to do things that we should do every day. You know, I mean, we come from a woman. So, like, to me, it seems kind of like, yeah, why would we need the day? Like, every day should celebrate women, man. You know, the trials and tribulations that women go through, especially in certain parts of the world where they're viewed the same class citizens, is just amazing.
No, I agree with you on that. I was just talking about that with Nikki on Breakdown to Lowdown. New episode coming today.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Follow that. Breakdown, Lowdown, streaming on all streaming services. You know what I mean? Who is Mr. Cool? He humble. You got to get it going.
But, so I was saying that, like, okay, it's cool to have this day to acknowledge you and all that, but at the end it should be every day.
Yeah,
like, I don't know for you or whatever, but me, like, I grew up with my two sisters. Like,
yeah,
my mom passed away when I was a kid, so my two sisters for me are like my women figure, if I can say that, in my life.
Yeah,
so me, like, people know me, like, I don't show love on specific day, on birthday or whatever. I show love every day.
Yeah,
that's me. They deserve it. They go through a lot, especially like black women. So.
Yeah, the black women, bad, you know us as black men, I'm going to speak to my gen. I'll speak to us as black men. We haven't, let's be honest. We haven't done them a good go lately. And, there's been a disconnect, between the black men and the black women for quite some time now. So, every day we should celebrate our women, no matter what ethnicity or what color, what creed. We should celebrate them. But Wednesday was International Women's Day. So, shout out to all the women across the city. A lot of women listen to the show. So, good morning to you guys. Good morning to J.E. Bunge. He just hit me up. He said, yo, tell Mr. Cool get closer to the mic. They want to hear the deep voice. Now, Mr. Cool, you host on the Breakdown to Lowdown podcast, R&B podcast. I used to host that prior to you, right?
Thanks.
So that's kind of how we met. And how we met, it's like, yo, I thought I was the dopest dude with, like, the dopest deep voice. And then I met this guy. Like, he might be a little deeper than me. Have you always had a passion for broadcasting? Because I know, we're going to talk about it in a bit. I know you're an entrepreneur. I know you're known for doing dope lifestyle events. You don't do parties. You don't do regular meet and mingle. These are lifestyle events. It's a good vibe. People get to network. There's people from different backgrounds, different fields of interest. So it's a dope vibe. But where did your passion for broadcasting come from?
To be honest, Nikki hit me up during the early part of the pandemic.
Right.
She hit me, like, and she was like, yo, I'm looking for a new co-host for the podcast. Like, would you be interested in all that? We can chop it up. Boom, boom, boom. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try because I didn't have no avenue, no way that I was thinking that I could network during the pandemic, especially like the first months. So I gave it a try. At first, like, me, that's not my thing. I'd rather be in the back.
Yeah, I know.
Personally, like, I move in the back. I make a lot of move in the back. But I gave it a try and all that. At first, like, it was shaky. I'm not going to lie. It was shaky. But, like, the more the time would go, the more I would get to know Nikki. Like, the more I would get comfortable. But, I'll stick to the podcast, man. Like, that's the only podcast I'll do. Like, I won't go further and all that. If you ask me, like, the first time you asked me, I was like, man, yo, let's get it.
Yeah.
I never did radio and all that, but it's not something that I would do.
No, listen, man. Like, listen, man. Yeah, you good hands, man. You got DJ Maddie, you got myself. The morning detour coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in urban clothing, footwear. We got bikes, we have TVs, we have electronics. Hit up DGKicks.com. You can also come down here, 6714 Fielding. That's DG Kicks. We're coming to you live on YouTube and Facebook. You can follow the Morning Detour. So things is getting moving. A lot of people know you for 9208 Agency and Rhythm and Brunch. So for those that don't know, this is the dopest, classiest, trendiest brunch affair you could get involved with in Montreal. Break the people down about Rhythm and Brunch a little bit.
Rhythm and Brunch, man, like you said, lifestyle event. It's a brunch event every last Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
Where you come through, there's a DJ providing the good vibes, doing animation, doing giveaways, doing little game with the crowd, playing the dopest music, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And the food is amazing over there. Me personally, the idea, it came with one of my homies, shout out to Joe.
Yeah.
We were talking about the fact, like, yo, we rock with brunches and all that. We always like to go out, but we would go to like the mainstream spot where they would play like top 40s and all that. So we were like, yo, how can we flip that by bringing our own flavor to a brunch event and all that? So that's how we came with the Rhythm and Brunch.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
And it's at the same time, it's a dope event too, because like you'll see the flyest people from like older people to like people coming with their kids to like, yes, majority is black, but you still have white people and all that. We don't discriminate. It's just like, yo, come with your people. You're gonna have a dope vibe. And like, that's how the word been spread so far. And like, more people would come after that every month,
you know. And Montreal's a melting pot too, so definitely a good mixture of people. Chop it up. Oh, man, so beautiful, man. You know, let me go into it before I forget, man. Let me go to my Fresh Face Friday segment brought to you by Synergy MediSpa. Synergy MediSpa, you get, you know, your face peels, your body sculpting, your laser removal. So that's synergy.medispa. Follow them on IG. Beautiful company. You know, they made me new pretty now, so I can hang with guys like Mr. Cool. So I'm in a good place. I want to hit you about this. On Friday, DJ, look at DJ. On Friday, I went to DJ XL's 21st anniversary being in the business. What an event. What an event. Everybody was outside. It was Haitian excellence at its utmost. Yeah. I got to get my compa right, man.
Yeah.
I got to get my compa steps right. I got to get my compa right. I can't go out to parties with Haitian girls and wear boots. I need the traction.
You wore some boots.
I was in my Chelsea's. I hit them with the suit, with the velour blazer. I hit them with the Patrick Mahomes W and coat with the Chelsea's.
Okay.
I don't feel as mobile in the boots. I need to get my compa right. We need places in Montreal where guys and girls can learn how to compa and zoot properly.
Well, I know for a fact there's some Kizomba classes, but Kizomba is not me personally.
Yeah,
Kizomba's,
I don't
think
it's
really the same. It's a little bit different.
Yeah,
but I agree with you. But I feel that you can learn that on the spot. Like, I feel that, yo, if you're really into the girl, like, you're attracted to the girl and all that, like, you'll make that extra effort.
No,
to get
I have compa one. Yeah. I have compa intro. It's just the added steps. I want to spin her around. I want to.
Like, the first two steps.
Listen, goddamn, roll her back around. I love the joke. Listen,
man. Did you add a little bit of alcohol in your system?
For sure,
or,
man.
Like,
Chanel was there with me, man.
It's helping too, man. Yo, like, a couple shots. After that, man, the right, like, joint plays, you know, like, you get into the groove. But I feel like you really get into your peak. That's where you start dancing for real, like, around, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah, 2 or 3.
2:30, 2:40, like, this is where because you know it's about to end, so you're going all in.
You know, I've never seen, like, on the West Side, some of our top party promoters, like, guys from my era, are guys like Ricky Not Nice. He does We Are the Future parties, amongst many other things, but We Are the Future is one of his biggest installments, and that's coming back soon, too. So if you don't have any tickets for We Are the Future, make sure in Montreal you get that. Yeah, it's next week, right? So, yeah, We Are the Future is dope. I've never seen an event where someone elite like Ricky Not Nice from the West Side and the top guys from the East come together and do a party. Because I party with the Haitian crowd and I party with the other West Indian crowd on the West Side. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, it'd be crazy if they were to come together, man. Yeah. We need a bell center. That would be the perfect situation for a Cool Effect. East meets West. Cool Effect. DJ XL, DJ Sir D, DJ Maddy, Blaster, Star Q, J.E. Buns. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That'd be a crazy mix.
Platinum D, I Wonder.
Ooh, Platinum D is crazy.
Shaka.
The city's too divided. Yeah. When I go into the news, I have to play some music, just in terms of like the funding for the communities too. The city's so divided, man. But I love to see a party. Like, that'd be a dope Cool Effect, a dope little beach party. The best DJs of the East, the best DJs of the West, for the culture.
Yeah, it would be different because the thing, like, the parties on the East Side, it's more about like compa and zouk. You'll hear some reggae and all that, dancehall and soca, but not as much.
Yeah.
But when I go to like parties on the West Side, it's more reggae, it's more soca, it's more like I don't hear compa at all. like last time I remember you invited me to a party.
Yeah, yeah. DJ, there's only
like one compa joint, and it was like for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
On some Rabota and all that, but after that it flipped back again. I'm like, damn. Like, but for 1 second.
Yeah,
like,
for 1 second you got a little taste. Yeah, but you know, being at DJ XL's birthday party, you know, obviously they played compa and Zouk and all that, but they played dancehall, and you know, the Haitian community loved that joint. They love their soca. Like, we're all Caribbean. You know,
yeah, but they're not gonna do a full soca party. No, at one point, I have like, okay, can you play some compa or Zouk or like, you know, so because for us Asian, it's like, okay, like I need to bagger. It's like,
yeah.
You gotta play that compa or Zouk.
Yo, that's what I tell people. I don't know if anybody believes in reincarnation, but I gotta come back as a black person again, because the way how sensual a compa and a Zouk is when you know, kante kole. When you're stuck on it, it's a slow bubble. Mm. It's a slow
forehead
bubble.
Forehead to forehead.
And that's what makes it different, right? Because on the reggae and the other side of Western culture, that kind of close dance, her back is on your chest. Mm. So still kind of impersonal. But in Haitian culture, we're face to face. You know what I mean? You got to smell good. You know her head's in your neck. Mm. You know, she's close to your ear. It's more sensual. It's more intimate. Mm. I love Haitian parties, man. Shout out to DJ XL. That joke was dope.
Seems like you had a good time.
No, I had a great time. So when we come back, we're going to do some local news, some international news. We'll do a little bit of news on entertainment. Before I go, I'll let everybody know, starting March 17 is our funding drive. You know, it is a community show. It ain't free. So if you like the Morning Detour on Friday, please donate. We're going to open up the lines next Friday.
Do your homework, like I would say. Do your homework. Donate.
Yeah, for sure. So CKT's 2022 funding drive taking place from Thursday, March 17 to Sunday, March 27. The theme this year is Till Infinity. So they stole, you know, they're playing on the Morning Detour. You know, we in the lead show on CKT. They're playing on that whole space theme. So we're doing Till Infinity. And our goal is 35K. Okay. I think last year we raised about 40K. Somebody, the last time we did a fund drive, raised about 40K.
Oh, so you guys are being humble with the 30.
No, listen,
if you have 40K, you're going to have more this year. You know, that's how it goes.
Listen, we going through it, man, with these gas prices. So listeners can, of course, also mail checks to CKT and donate online at CKT.ca. Next week and the show on the 25th, we're going to do, we're going to open up the lines 514-448-4013. Some people call and donate. But what we're going to do to add on to the Morning Detour, we have the Morning Detour, we have the new merch, we have the t-shirts, we have the We Own Fridays hoodies for guys and girls. So we're going to advertise that as of Monday. Mm-hmm. And a portion of the sales of that, we're going to give back to CKT for the funding drive. So instead of you thinking, hey, listen, I'm just going to donate money, you could buy a hoodie, Morning Detour, you know, the best morning show in the country, and rock that, and still a portion of that will go to the funding drive as well. So that's a good look, man. You know, also, I'm going to throw all this here. You have admin@ckat.ca as well. So, you know, there's a lot of different things you could transfer. But, you know, the easiest way, hit us up on the DM, the Morning Detour, on all streaming platforms, Detour514. So that's what's going on. DJ Maddie, you got some music for me, man? We got a lot. This guy, yeah, we keep forgetting to play these commercials, man. Let's get these commercials. Much of my city, keep it locked. When we come next, we have local and international news. We have Mr. Cool from Breakdown to Lowdown and 9208 Agency with me. Let's get it.
I made it.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is.
What it is.
This is Jason Alexander on behalf of THD Entertainment, letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars, 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THD Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear, what's popping in your neighborhood. We got to know.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Vermont Quebec.
This piano piece may well sound ordinary to you, until you realize that it was taught to young Chloe just last week by Janet, who's still teaching at 81. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Montreal, my city, 7:29 in the morning, the best morning show in the country, The Morning Detour. Follow us on IG, Detour514. We are coming to you live from DG Kicks. You can watch us online on Facebook and on YouTube, The Morning Detour. DJ Maddie, you know how we do things, man. We on Fridays.
Now I gotta tell you how lucky I am. This shit could've went 100 different ways on 1,000 different days, for real. Yeah. On my way to the boat like I ain't just have on a coat. When I on my way to the boat like I ain't just have a on my way to the boat like I ain't just have a on my way to the boat like I ain't just have on a coat. When I landed, I'll brand it. Perched at the edge of the branches. They don't wanna talk mansions. Mine look like a campus. And I'm all about my brothers like the niggas I'm sampling. I'll leave you red shirted like the friends from Kansas. Really together my dreams I used to have on my aunt's crib.
There's only
like
one more chase. Nobody's this hype. This early like they see him on drugs.
On my way to the boat like I ain't just have on a coat. When I landed, I'll brand it.
Morning, Detour, the
Mighty CKT, 94.3 FM. Mine look like a campus, and I'm all about my brothers like the niggas I'm sampling. I'll leave you red-shirted like the twins from Kansas. Really living my dreams I used to have on my aunt's crib. Might throw a Rockefeller chain on in the Hamptons. This shit sound like I'm parked in the alley by ransom. My uncle went bankrupt, and he was the last hope. My face started to dwindle, because that was the cash flow. My mom would never walk again, that's what the doc said. So much medication, I was worried she dropped dead. For real. And I was the good guy and my friends were the hotheads. Times when I thought I should have stuck with my old friends. I might have been at the end of my rope on both ends. The kids I went to high school with got trust funds, but we had more fun, trust. Texting my promoter homie begging for one plus. Girls wrote me off, didn't think I'd become much. Dinner and a movie off of nothing, that's tough love. Meanwhile, rappers from other cities is cutting up. We ain't had the means to really make it, we coming up. But local niggas.
Ay, ay, ay. Help, ay, ay, ay. Help, ay, ay, ay. Help, ay, ay, ay. Help, ay, ay, ay.
When you feel me,
yo. Help, ay, ay, ay. Help, ay, ay, ay. Help, ay, help, ay, help, ay, help. Help, ay, ay, help, ay, ay, ay. Help, ay. Ay, ay, help, ay, 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 help, ay, ay.
When it come to you, pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love, yeah. Base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm bitter as forbidden fruit on apple juice, can I slip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm beating you up. Pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love, yeah. Base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm bitter as forbidden fruit on apple juice, can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm beating
girl,
you up.
Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only, yeah. Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only.
Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double R, flashing the rims with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bank. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us. Come on. All across the board, we burn it up. Yeah. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Yeah. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See, the money ain't a thing.
The road, sign a check for your jig established love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is wide, all names aside, trying to stay alive. 100,000 for the bracelet, foolish ain't I, the chain to strain your eye. Twin platinum gun, son, aim for the sky. Ice on my bullet, you die soon as I pull it. Willies wanna rub shoulders, your money's too young. See me when it gets older, your bank account grow up. Mine's is 1000 older. Damn near out the rear trunk when I roll up. Moti till I close up, it's all basic. I've been spending 100 since they had small faces. Rob your stash house, doubled out down in Vegas. Me and JD got it locked crazy. Where you at, haters?
Jaguar switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money in the thing.
Bubble hard in the double R, flashing the rings with the window crack. Holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the thing. When you hit the drink, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Montreal, my city, 7:34 in the morning. You are locked on the best morning show in the country. Summer's around the corner. All the day parties around the corner. I want to get close to her, Mr. Cool. I want that slow bubble on me. I want that Zook. I want that Copa, baby. 7:34 in the morning. We ain't worried about those gas prices. I'm still going to go check her. I still want to get close to her. Rhythm and brunch is in the building. Breakdowns to lowdowns in the building. Let's go.
You are the one God sent to. Girl, you reduce my stress, baby. Touch on your body respectively.
Yes, much on my city. You are locked in the best morning show in the country. Next week, the funding drive. Make sure you donate. Community Radio.
Think I found the right time. I don't wanna lose your love. Friendships are love, but what love has in mind? I'm trying to change my ways, Omo. Cause I think you've had enough of my playing around. Girl, I'm not playing around. You are the one God sent to. Girl, you reduce my stress, baby. Touch on your body respectively. Girl, you're all I need, my fantasy. I want you to act in my love story. Come be my Angelina Jolie.
Where you been? Slaughtered off slow, but we got him at the end. No complications, no interrogation. Trade our expectations, appreciation. Now the European whip, that's a miracle. Get game tight, cut them girls like it's biblical. Wait, wave guys, it ain't nothing identical. Smoking on that app.
7:37 in the morning. You are locked into the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. I'm your humble one. Honest host, Wheezy Moon Chaser. I'm alongside Mr. Cool from Breakdown to Lowdown. Yes. 9208 Agency. Beautiful things to have me. Shout out to DJ Maddie and the Ones and Twos. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the lead in urban clothing and sportswear, located at 6714 Fielding. Now let's get into some news, boy. A lot of things is moving, baby. Mr. Cool, the drama continues.
What's going on in this world, man?
So, you know, Quebec eases isolation measures for people in contact with COVID-19. I thought we did this already. So Quebec is changing the isolation rules for those who come into contact with a confirmed COVID-19 case as the province continues to loosen restrictions. So Dr. Luc Boileau, the interim director of public health, I really got out of there, boy, said Thursday night within the new context, they are comfortable with easing more measures. Mm. What does that mean? The new context. The verbiage is so...
Yo, they've been playing with words, man.
They so cryptic, though. They so cryptic. Mm. The new context. So anyone who is in close contact with a person who has COVID-19 no longer has to isolate as long as they are not sick or do not test positive for the virus. Previously, anyone living with an infection with an infected person had to isolate for 5 days. Now, quiet is kept. I haven't heard them talk about COVID in a while. Like, in terms of, like, you know, before, like, they were giving out the numbers all the time.
The war's going on.
They mean, yeah, though, you know, our focus is all over the place. Even the Epstein stuff came and went. You know what I mean? I know one's talking about that, but every day they're telling me about Jussie Smollett, so I don't know how things is moving. Man, they still shooting in the city, man. Man, 28 crazy. Killed overnight shooting in Montreal's East End. That's your size, bro. Yeah, so it's a detonator Place Versailles shopping center. Marks the city's fourth homicide of the year. We're already getting busy already.
I don't know, man. The madness needs to stop.
So
it's out of control right
now. It's out
now.
Of control. So a 20-year-old man has died in the hospital following an overnight shooting in Montreal's Mercier-Hochelaga Maisonneuve Borough Thursday morning. Police were called to the corner of Pierre Corneille and de Boucherville Streets, the northeastern edge of the Place Versailles shopping center, around midnight. When officers arrived on the scene, they found the man suffering from at least one gunshot wound to his upper body. That's gotta hurt. That's something I never want to feel, man. Mm. Whew, them gunshots, boy. But the SPVM's Constable Jean-Pierre Brabant said no arrests have been made so far, and then there are no suspects. So that's how that's moving. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got celebrity in the building. Oh, Sabita's in the building. What's going on? That's teacher of the year. Boy, they got to give you a plaque, ma.
Oh, too much testosterone?
International Women's Week, yeah.
Oh, don't worry about that.
It should have been a whole month. It should have been a whole month for International.
It is every day, though.
Yo, anything you women want, we're giving it to you. Anything. Yo, Shondell, come to the main store. No, not for me. Call Shondell, not for me. But let me get back to this news, people. So the Montreal English-speaking community groups denounced disparities in crime prevention funding. I didn't even know this was going on. This is according to CBC News. So Anglophone groups in the city's West End say they're overlooked despite great needs in their communities. Mm-hmm. So groups that serve the English-speaking black community and other minorities in Montreal's West say they're being left out when it comes to government funding for crime prevention. Oh, man. Well, listen, my tale of two cities continues. So
it's facts, though.
Well, you know,
hear more about like Montreal North,
yeah,
like
exactly,
Michelle and all that, but you don't really hear about the West Side.
Yeah, we got issues in the West too. We got crime in the West too.
No, I know that, but it's just like you don't really hear about the West Side. You hear it here and there, but.
And I guess that's part of the problem, right?
Yeah.
So community group leaders spoke at a virtual conference organized by the Center for Research Action on Race Relations, the CRARR, Wednesday to criticize the government's and the city for disproportionately allocating crime prevention funds to organizations that serve French-speaking communities located predominantly in the east of Saint-Laurent Boulevard. So check the data. So an analysis of the data recently released by the Ministry of Public Security shows that of the $1.65 million set aside for the island of Montreal through the ministry's four main crime prevention programs, 68% went to 14 community groups east of Saint-Laurent Boulevard, while 32% went to our organizations on the west side. Mm. Yo, that's a huge difference. That's super lopsided. Mm. 68 to one side, 32 on one side, but y'all want to put up cameras. We're going to get into that in a little bit. I'm going to quote Joan Jones, the current president of the Black Community Association in the West Island, WIPCA. She goes, "We have never been contacted by Quebec or the city to inform us of this finding," said Joan Lee. And which, boy, it's crazy. And WIPCA's been serving people for the last 40 years. You know what I mean? We can't get no funding on and the money's out. The money's there for that, right? So I'm trying
money's
to think
not even an issue at this one.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think to myself, what's the justification for that? Like, you know, if we're talking about, you know, if it was like 45, 50, you know, I was like, okay, cool, it's kind of whatever. But 68 to 32, that's a great, that's a big distance. That's a big margin right there, boy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I'm going to quote somebody else. It says, there's no active or any outreach to the English-speaking organization to ensure a fair representation and adequate representation of these groups at the summit on violence, said Nemi. Nemi's from CAR, fast forward Nemi. You know, we got to get somebody from CAR up on the show, man. CAR's already doing great work, man. I feel like if CAR was a person, they'll be Malcolm X. I feel like they'd be Malcolm X mixed with some Martin Luther King. They're just on a journey. They're just already like, they're just trying to, you know, they're fighting racism. They're fighting the language stuff. We're in a French province. It's like an uphill battle working for CAR. It's crazy. What's really crazy, DJ Maddie, all 42 current and planned Montreal police cameras have been mapped. So there'll be 9 new Montreal police cameras throughout the city by the end of March 2022. Those, along with the 9 cameras the SPVM installed at the end of 2021, will bring a total number on the island to 42. So we're becoming like the UK. We're becoming like England right now. So in a February 20...
But is it really effective?
No, don't worry. I'm going there with you right now. So in February 23rd, the police service said the cameras represent a additional tool in the fight against crime, notably against gun violence. Did somebody hit somebody? Go help, baby. People falling outside the ISIS. It's slippery outside Montreal. Be safe.
Oh, she back up.
So Mr. Cool, they're saying this is an additional tool in the fight against crime. How about you guys just do better policing? You know what I mean? Most problems, the solution is very simple. You know what I mean? Y'all still can't find who's doing the carving? But y'all are talking about putting up cameras. You know what I mean? And see, that's crime prevention happening in LaSalle. But we only got 30% of the funds. So we're not getting that much police work happening on this side. But 30 cars are going missing in the night. It's crazy, Mr. Cool.
And I don't know, like, if it's really accurate because I've been reading recently. Yeah. But, like, they're planning on putting cameras, like, in specific parks.
Yeah.
But in specific.
Yeah, like, black communities. You know where they're going with it.
Playing games where it's like, yeah, we're going to put it, like, not even in a white neighborhood or whatever. Like, literally in the hood. So they know what they're doing.
So the cameras feed images to police in real time, yeah, allowing investigators to quickly respond to criminal incidents, according to the SPVM website. Recordings can also be used as evidence in court. Police also claim the presence of the cameras has a beneficial effect on the feeling of security of the people who live in, pass through, or frequent an area. Do you feel more safe knowing that there's cameras up in your neighborhood? Sabi, you feel safe? You don't grab a mic? You know, we sanitized the headset. You know, don't be shy. We'll load you in. Plug up. I guess we're going to do a segment on teachers, too, this morning.
But I don't think it's effective, to be honest. I don't feel more safer, me personally. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone want to do a crime, like, they'll do it. Like, bank robbers don't give a fuck. There's a gazillion people at the bank. So if they want to do a crime, they'll do the crime. I don't know. I'm not right?
No, definitely. So
yeah,
it's supposed to be like a deterrent, right? So so it's up there. It's supposed to be a kind of like a deterrent. Sabi, I think this your headphones is too loud. You juice? You good? You want some Tri-Thing? Shout out to Tri-Thing, the official drink of the Morning Detour. But, you know, a lot of black communities are pushing back on this. So they go, lack of evidence supporting measures. So the SPVM did not provide CBC News with any data showing a decrease in crime in public spaces with camera. Because they've had cameras up in places for a while. So, you know, we could get a little bit of data somewhere. They haven't demonstrated a decrease in it. Sabi, let me ask you this. Do you think that we need more cameras in the South? Step up to the mic.
I wanted cameras.
Oh.
Hold on.
Cameras?
Hold on. Let's see. Okay, now you're good. Oh. We had the buttons all messed up. Saying that we had the colorina. Yeah. I don't know if I told you this story, Mr. Cool. Mm. Sabi got her Honda Pilot stolen from front of her house, and she had one of those iRing doorbells.
No,
it was in front of your house. You had gone in real quick, came back out, whatever. But when they stole the truck, they looped the corner and they passed her house. So her
I was at my mom and dad's house, which is two streets apart. Mm. I went inside to get my daughter, took off the car and everything because I was at night school. Mm. I went inside for maybe 8 minutes to get my daughter because they were babysitting her. Came back outside, my truck was gone with everything in it. And so I'm on the floor crying outside.
Happened to one of my boys recently.
Hold on. Walk me through your emotions.
Because
imagine, you know, a lot of us in the city, we're paying our payments on these cars. You know, we bought it all right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, your car is vital to your day-to-day life.
I was not done paying for that truck. I was leasing it. Everybody's like, oh, insurance. I'm like, and what? I'm not finished paying. I don't have replacement insurance.
Walk me through that first initial emotion when you came out. Did you feel like you were in a fantasy? Did you feel like your life was surreal? When you come out, you're like, yo, did I not just leave the truck there?
I was already tired. Like, I teach. I work full time, and I was going to night school. So I come outside, and I know I parked my car right in front of my mom and dad's house, but I know I'm exhausted. So I'm like, maybe I parked it somewhere else. I literally thought I was in a movie. I did a 360. And I literally dropped to my knees and started bawling all on the concrete. Mashed up my knees. Then I was on the floor screaming. People came outside, thought I was shot or didn't know what happened because I was screaming. And I'm like, they stole my car.
So no truck, your knees is mashed up.
My laptop with my research, okay? I'm about to graduate, okay?
Man. Can you load up the applause, please? Hold on. Let me give you your flowers here, man. You know, we got you. We got to stretch out this segment. What is it? Miss Sabi Hinkson got her master's.
In teaching and learning science and technology.
Listen, Maddie, load me up here, man. Yeah, man, shout out to our black sisters doing big things, man. We need more passionate teachers. Mm-hmm. We need teachers to be recognized like doctors. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to people like Sabi doing the hard work out there. You did a great Black History Month for the school you work at for Loyola. Great stuff. We saw a couple messed up stuff. I'm gonna call out a couple other schools this morning too. not Loyola,
no.
but quiet as kept. I don't care if we're outside of Black History Month. But there was an elementary school that on the door they had like a cotton field, like a slavery cotton field. That was the door. Mm. That was the door.
That was a billboard in one school, right? Yeah. There was black faces, and then I was like, "Is this in
Montreal?
Cotton?"
Yeah, Montreal. Yeah, this is LaSalle. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was like, "Are these? Is that cotton?" I pick my battles, right? I was like, "Am I gonna go for them?" I was like, ugh. Because then we're happy that they're doing something, right? Because a lot of the schools weren't doing anything for
years. But hold on, let me hold you there. That's where we kind of get lost in it. Where I was like, okay, well, they never do nothing. So any little that they do, even though it's kind of messed up, even though it comes out kind of construed, we're like, okay, boom, we'll take that because we feel like they're kind of acknowledging us. I'd rather them not do nothing. Though. The whole door is a cotton field. Cool.
It's not good.
It's a cotton field. Like, this prerogative that, like, Black history starts at slavery is wild. Like, we were around way before that. Like, you know, there's people, like, when the early settlers came to North America, there's black guys there, too. They never talk about it. You know, they make it seem like George Washington didn't have a man's them with him. You know what I mean? Just like Uncle Phil in Bel Air now. There was a Jeffrey with George Washington, and he was black. It's highly documented. Let me see how you guys feel about this. So, you know, our anti-racism minister, he had a faux pas the other day. Let me see how you guys feel about this. Y'all might not like my take on this, I promise you. So, Quebec anti-racism minister apologized after saying black artist was dead at the awards. So,
that's madness, man.
So, Lamine Touré was very much alive and in attendance. Like, he was there. And he was going to be celebrated that day. But I guess, you know, our minister didn't get that on his cue sheets. Mm-hmm. So Quebec Provincial Cabinet Minister has apologized after mistakenly saying at an awards ceremony Saturday that a renowned black artist was dead. So this was at Gala Dynastie. So Benoit Charette, the minister responsible for the fight against racism. And I'm still kind of shaking that, like, our minister for the fight against racism is a white dude.
Is he the one that has a Haitian wife and he feels entitled?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I have a good... My wife's dude, black.
Well, boy, I gotta get my pen now. Mr. Cool, let me hit you there. Don't you think there's a clear difference between liking black culture and understanding black culture?
There's a difference.
There's a clear difference there.
Yeah,
like a
big time.
Like a lot of people like black culture, but just because you date black guys or your partner...
It doesn't mean you understand the culture.
It doesn't mean you understand black culture. There's a clear difference like there. Like... Where's the conference on that? You know, where's the seminar on that? So Charette was paying tribute to black artists who had died in the past year when he incorrectly included Lamine Touré's name. Like which aide threw that on your cue card, Charette? Who did that?
Did he receive a check just to pull up? Because I feel bad. That's what it is. It's like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna show her. I'm gonna show them that, you know, I support the community.
Come closer to the mic.
I'm gonna show them that. He was like, I'm gonna show them that I support the community and all that. Like,
I'm gonna come to the Gala Dynastie.
I feel like he just pulled up to do his homework and then go back home. Like,
so Touré, who owns famous Montreal venue, the Balatou, and founded the Nuit d'Afrique Festival, which is an amazing festival. Nuit d'Afrique is wildly good. Mm-hmm. Was very much alive and in attendance, and was set to be honored for his work. Don't even the man that was just there visiting, like, he was about to be honored for his work, and you're talking about, yo, shout out to everybody, shout out to the man, them on the block, healing us up there, down here in DJ Gate. So Touré and those around him began to stand up and point to him, calling out that he was alive. Charette continued to offer his sympathies before appearing to realize his mistake, saying he did not have his glasses and could not reach, and could not read his speech well.
Really? He blame it on the glasses.
Accountability. Okay. Just see, I messed up.
You're asking for too much. Shabby, you're asking for too much. Mr. Cool, let me open up with you here. Do you think this is a big deal? Big deal or not a big deal?
For me, it's not a big deal in a way that I'm just not surprised. And why was he there in the first place? That's me personally.
Well,
if you want to acknowledge someone in our community, you're going to take someone from our community.
Why would he not be there?
So for me, that's a bigger issue there. Like, it's the choice of the person.
It's the Black Oscars. Gala Dynastie, in my opinion, is like the Black Oscars. It's they're celebrating excellence in media and broadcast and entertainment from black culture. So it makes sense he's there. He's the minister for the fight against racism. Mm-hmm. He's been kind of quiet. Not much big talk about these cameras. A lot of cars getting stolen in LaSalle, but that's neither here or there. We never talked about the third murder of Janae Bailey, but you know, that's neither here or there. Sabi, is it too much? Did he go too far?
Big deal or not big deal? Wasn't it planned? Wasn't he invited? Yeah. Didn't he know about this? So I just can't understand your glasses. What's your pay scale? Like, you can't afford glasses that work? Like, what? Just accountability. They just say I messed up. I remember that happened one time with Rick James or something, and she was like, rest in peace, and he was like full alive or like whatever, but like mistakes happen. But I'm just, so did you not have enough respect for this event that you looked at what you had to do before?
Okay. And okay.
Yo, sorry. No, go. You know what? Matter of fact, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
No, say it with your chest.
It's a big deal.
Say with your chest.
The more I'm thinking about it, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yo, his wife ain't black. he didn't do his homework. His wife didn't took the time to brief him and all that. Like, no, matter of fact, it's a big deal.
Right?
My bad.
It's a big deal.
I messed up. It's too early. Sorry.
It's a big deal.
Touré does the Nuit d'Afrique. Everybody in Montreal, even if you've never been to Nuit d'Afrique, everybody knows about Nuit d'Afrique.
People come to Montreal for that.
For me personally, it wasn't a big deal. People made mistakes. It wasn't a big deal.
Accountability, you know, though. He just...
It was his glasses. But you're surprised how a white politician is going to dance around admitting things?
During Black History Month? You fumbled your bag.
Yo, they always do the most during Black History Month. Don't you think all of Quebec's darkest secrets always comes out during Black History Month? Like all the real... Yeah, but that should be the real slogan of Quebec, right? Of this province, right? Where we want to know all your secrets. That's Quebec. We want to know all your dark secrets. We don't talk about it so much on the Anglophone media, but in the French media, they have pedophiles, guys accused of the same thing they want to accuse Bill Cosby. They get quiet for a little bit, and then they give them shows again. And nobody talks about it. It's all good and fine. But then one point of Black people is just like, we're like the demons of society. You guys gladly let predators back on air, back on TV, and absolve them of it. But Black people are the devil. Okay. I'll move on. Well, everybody knows that Quebec is the ugly cousin of Canada. Nobody really likes us. and to further that prerogative, Alberta. Look at the difference between Quebec and Alberta. I will never thought in my life I'll see gas price at $1.99. I'm like, is this a Simpson episode? What's going on here? But look at the difference between Quebec and Alberta. Alberta is going to pause collection of provincial fuel tax to help consumers shocked by the high prices. And the province will also provide a $150 electricity rebate to family, farms, and small businesses. Let's not forget, Hydro-Quebec is in our province. We do supply the west end of the country. We do supply the states. You think Hydro-Quebec's going to be like, you know what? Yeah, listen, man, the numbers are looking crazy out there. Let me give you guys a blight. I think about it this way. Hydro-Quebec, just like your phone bill, will never end. Mm. People are always going to need electricity. People are always going to need heat. People are always going to need water. So, you know, okay. You're going to lose a couple million this quarter, but you're going to keep making it. Hydro-Quebec can't even say, you know what, Montrealers, we'll give you guys a break. But Alberta's doing it, so it could be done. You know what I mean? It could be done. And shout out to Sabi. For those who don't know,
but
Sabi.
But Quebec, they need to recoup that money, though.
Quebec always wants to recoup that move.
Alberta is making that move. They still need to recoup that money. What else?
You know, but you know, they say the Alberta government will help hard hit consumers by pausing the collection of its 13% per liter provincial fuel tax, and our fuel tax on gas a little bit more in Montreal. I think it's about 23-24%, right?
It's awful.
It's a little bit
you
more.
Ever look at a bill, like when you look at our gas bill and how many taxes are on it as opposed to other places, I'm like, what is going on?
So if anybody needs a break, we need a break. The Quebec government won't even think about that.
Nope.
We always moving backward.
But let it be about language. We'd be fine all these millions for this commission about language, about words. People are hurting right now. We need actionable things in this province, man. Well, you know, I digress,
so
man.
I'm moving to Alberta. What did Legault say? I saw Legault made a comment. No, we're not going to reduce taxes on gas. What did he say he's going to do? He said he's going to, it'll be compensated by some checks they're sending. I'm like, what? Bro, I need help now. I drive an SUV, please.
You got to make like real life. You got to make real life decisions. Like, you're like, listen, I'm checking everybody virtually at this point.
I was like, do I come up to the morning detour or no? Because the gas is looking sketchy.
You should just send. You should just send the bottle in an Uber
like,
at that
I
point.
Can I zoom in or
she's
something?
She's rocking with the detour, man. Like, if she's pulling up,
this
she's rocking with the detour.
This is real love. I passed $1.85 though on my way.
Yeah, it's going down. $1.85. Okay.
No, you good? Our guy's at like $1.95.
Nope.
I feel like I put $20 the other day. I felt like I put $2.
I saw
like,
a meme. The 20 is not 20
it's five.
Anymore.
It's 5. Okay, let me hit you.
40 is a new 20.
Let me hit you guys with this one. You know, we like to do some weird science stuff. Let me see how you guys feel about this. So an ancient Japanese killing stone. This is brought to you by the U.S. Sun. I'm not making this up. It's a real story. So the ancient Japanese killing stone said to contain a demon has cracked open. Maddie, you crack open the ancient stone? Maddie looks like a guy that'll go up in the Japanese forest and be cracking stuff. Hey, what's this? So as if the world doesn't have enough problems, people are now worried that an evil demon locked in a rock for almost 1,000 years is on the loose. Now, he ain't old enough. He's only 1,000 years old. So the so-called killing stone that kept the malevolent spirit imprisoned all this time has split in two, sending believers into a state of panic. So Japanese legend has it that anyone who comes into contact with the rock will die. So I just need to know, has anybody died from this yet?
So is the evil just contained in that area, or do we... I feel like I believe it, though. Like, I feel what's like going
I'm,
on? I'm like,
Haitian,
it
I
just
believe it.
Cracked, or...
What does you being Haitian have to do?
I'm Haitian, I believe it, man.
My thing is, I like a backstory. I kind of like the backstory on this demon. So according to mythology, the Volcanic Rock, I didn't even know that was a word, Volcanic Rock, officially called Sesho Seki, apologize to all my Japanese people if I'm messing this up, is home to Tanomo Name, a.k.a. the Nine-Tailed Fox. I feel like there's a movie about this. I feel like I watched this somewhere.
I feel like you're starring in it, like the lone wolf, like battling.
So we have a war between Russia and Ukraine. We have a world pandemic that people's getting quiet about, but COVID's still alive.
We got demons outside.
And now we have demon rocks. I didn't do the news yet. I didn't talk about it because we were kind of speeding it, but this lead exposure may have lowered half of the Americans' IQ, but that's a whole other madness. The world's in a bad place, man. Go to church, people. You know whatever spiritual deity you pray to, please get closer. These are trying times. These are trying times. That's crazy. I just want to do this one in terms of entertainment news. Empire star Jussie Smollett sentenced to 150 days in county jail for staging hate crime and lying to authorities. Because, you know, America don't like when you lie to them. The city of Chicago has spent a lot of money to investigate and pursue him. So the 39-year-old actor learned his fate Thursday, following a lengthy hearing during which Smollett's lawyers unsuccessfully argued for a judge to throw out his conviction or grant a new trial. No, we don't need a new trial. We don't need to spend more money. Did he do it or did he not do it? He did the thing. Okay, trial him. So disgraced actor Jussie Smollett was sentenced to jail time followed by probation. So he has jail and he has probation. Thursday for staging his own hate crime and filing a false report with police a little more than 2 months after Chicago jury convicted him on 5 counts of disorderly conduct and Lynn's discretion. Smollett received 30 months of felony probation with the first 150 days spent in jail for his crimes, People confirms. Do you guys feel he got enough time? What's 150 days come out to, Osmond? I've never been to jail. I don't know what that shakes down to.
5 months or so?
Is that 5 months? Was 150 divided by 30? Is that 5 months? Let me pull out that.